bringing in Josh Klingler, and two is not a winning streak. You have to have three to have a streak, right?
Well, depends how your season's going.
It's fair Mizzou. Enough.
I think for Missouri, the back-to-back win's really good. Knocked off ranked Auburn over the weekend, and then back it up with a win over Ole Miss, 71-68. Xavier Pinson with a career high night.
Pinson, left side of the key, crossover, left side of the lane to the block, lays it up and in, and got fouled with 14-12 to play.
Tiger Network on Talk 980. Pinson, a career high 32 points. Missouri hit just about every one of their free throws and needed just about every one. They survive an Ole Miss three-point attempt at the buzzer as well. Pick off back-to-back victories, now get to 500 on the season, back to 13-13 with the win last night. Tonight, K-State is at Texas Tech in Big 12 play, 8 o'clock on 610 Sports Radio. ESPN reporting Colorado may be looking away now from Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy for its new football coach. Bieniemy believes he's in a good spot for an NFL head coaching job after interviewing the past 2 years and now having a Super Bowl title to his resume. Former K-State assistant Brett Bielema believed to be interviewing at Colorado. He's been head coach prior at Wisconsin and Arkansas. NFL news. Saints quarterback Drew Brees announcing via Instagram he intends to come back next season at the age of 42. NASCAR driver Ryan Newman awake and speaking with family and doctors a day after his serious crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. KNBC Sports at 25 past every hour in the morning news and all day on 610 Sports Radio. I'm Josh Klingler.